Hello, my friends. This is Alex Martinez. Trust all you guys are doing well. And it's almost been 3 months done for 2021. And today's topic I wanted to talk about is thinking big. Listen to this guy. Is thinking big destructive? Meaning that it can hurt you, right? And I never thought of this. Excuse me. I never thought of this until the other day. I don't know if you guys know who this person is. You should know who this person is. Alex Rodriguez, you know, they call him A-Rod, which he played for the Rangers before as a rookie. Got a giant contract then. He got recruited to the Yankees. And one thing that I heard from him about thinking big that I never heard before, that I have to talk about this because this has happened to me a lot of times, right? He said that he was having a slump. I don't know a slump meaning that he wasn't doing well in his batting. And Joe Torre at the time, when he was the manager of the Yankees back then, noticed that he had out of 30 at bats, he was a 0-for-30, meaning that he wasn't hitting the ball at all for 30 at bats. And he pulled the kid, you know, he pulled A-Rod to the side, Alex Rodriguez, and he told him, stop thinking big, you know, think small and master the small things, and then eventually the big things start happening automatically, right? So he started listening to him, and every time he was having a bad game, he would think about what Joe Torre and what happened, home run after home run after home run after base hit, and his game, right, started getting better and better. So when I heard that, I had to hear it a few times. And I was like, wow, that makes total sense. And the reason it makes total sense, because in my career of entrepreneurship, or, you know, trying to build a business, I noticed myself that I read a lot of books, I listen to a lot of people, and they tell you, think big, right? And what happens is, a lot of times, we think so big that, let's say we want to make $1 million a year, $2 million a year, or $100,000, whatever your goal is, and we don't hit that goal, right? It becomes like almost a self-destruct. What I mean by that is that, you know, you start beating yourself up because you didn't make that $100,000 a month, that $100,000 a year, that $1 million a year, or whatever your goal is, even that $1,000 a month, or that $2,000 a month, and you start beating yourself up, start calling yourself things that you know good, that you can't make it, blah, 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 blah. You know the story. I don't have to go through that, because we all play these mental games and against ourselves. We the worst enemy, right? And I was like, oh my God, that has happened to me many times. You know, that I shoot for a goal so big, thinking big, right? And then all of a sudden I don't hit it. And then that time, that little block of time that I start thinking, oh my God, I didn't hit, you know, that goal that I wanted to do this month or in the 90 days. And then I spend so much energy on being, you know, honest with you guys. So much energy just thinking about that I couldn't hit that big goal, that I miss my game, you know, and then I'm starting from square one again. And instead of me, and I suggest to this for all you guys, let's put small goals in place, right? And as we achieve that goal, we just pile on another small goal on top of that. And then we pile on another small goal on top of that. And before you know it, we start building momentum to get to the bigger goals that we want. Does that make any sense? It's almost like building a house, right? You know, it starts with one brick. If you're going to build a brick house, right? One brick on top of another brick on top of another brick on top of another brick. And before you know it, you got this giant house, right? So life is the same way too. If you start from zero, right, making no money now, right, and then you say, I want to make $1 million in 1 year, or I want to make $100,000, but you never got there, right, what happens is that you're going to start beating yourself up a lot. Now, let's say that you're accustomed to making $5,000 or $6,000 a month, right, And then you say to yourself, well, I'm making $5,000 a month, but you know what? Next month, I want to increase it by $1,000, right? Which is not a lot. Let's increase it by $1,000. So the following month, I make $6,000. And then the following month, I make $7,000. And then the following month, $8,000. So what is that doing? It's building small momentum, like A-Rod did when Joe Torre told him, start thinking small, and then eventually you start building, and then you're going to get to the big stuff, right? So what I'm saying to you guys is, which, like I said, I'm working on that myself, is that it sounds elementary, but it's genius, because what happens is you start small and you start working on it and working on it until you perfect it, and then you start increasing all those little small thinkings, all those small steps, and before you know it, the snowball effect happens, right? And then on top of that, even if you don't hit that small goal, you're not beating yourself up as much as you will if you're beating the crap out of yourself because you're thinking so big, like these gurus and books and all this stuff out there tell you to do. But in reality, it's really crushing. It's really, you're really self-destructing if you're not used to, you know, hitting those giant goals like that. So you're better off thinking small, not in a negative way, thinking small, hitting those little small goals, and then you start building momentum on those little small wins, right? Little small wins that happen in your life, in your business. And then before you know it, you start crushing it, guys. So I hope this helped out, because it's helped me out. And I'm trying to share it with you, because whatever I read or I see or I hear, I like to share with you guys. Go kick ass out there. Go kick ass, guys. Take care. God bless. Thank you for listening.